Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when your life feels like a runaway train? Everything's shifting, changing, and you're just trying to hold on for dear life. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Change is the only constant in life, but it doesn't mean we have to be tossed around like rag dolls in its wake. Today we're diving deep into understanding and managing your emotions during those roller coaster rides of change. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Emotions? Isn't that just about feeling happy or sad? But trust me, there's so much more to it than that. Emotions are powerful forces that can either propel us forward or hold us back. They're like the engine driving our thoughts and actions. When things change, those emotions can go haywire, leaving us feeling overwhelmed, anxious, even downright confused. But here's the good news. We have the power to understand these emotional storms and navigate them with grace. First up, we need to acknowledge that it's perfectly normal to feel a range of emotions during times of change. There's no one-size-fits-all response. You might feel excitement mixed with fear. Sadness alongside anticipation. It's like riding a wave. There are peaks and valleys, moments of exhilaration and times when you just want to hold on tight. Don't beat yourself up for feeling what you feel. Accepting these emotions is the first step towards managing them. Next, let's talk about self-awareness. This is all about tuning into your body and mind. When things start to shift, pay attention to those physical sensations. Are you tense? Do you have butterflies in your stomach? Are you feeling drained or energized? Recognizing these cues helps us understand what's going on beneath the surface. It's like having an emotional GPS that guides us through the journey of change. Now, this might sound a little cliche, but communication is key. Talk to someone you trust. A friend, family member, therapist, anyone who can offer a listening ear and a supportive shoulder. Sharing your feelings can help process them, gain clarity, and feel less alone in the chaos. Remember, bottling things up only makes things worse. One thing I've learned over the years is the power of mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. When change hits, it's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts. Mindfulness techniques like deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even just taking a walk in nature can help us ground ourselves and find calm amidst the storm. Finally, remember that you're not powerless in this situation. You have the ability to adapt, learn, and grow from these experiences. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the victories, and most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Change can be tough, but it's also an opportunity for incredible transformation. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine this. Your favorite coffee shop closes down. Ever felt that pang of sadness, like your routine is disrupted? You might even feel a little lost, wondering where you'll get your caffeine fix. That's change impacting your emotions. But what do you do? Maybe you try a new cafe, discover a hidden gem, or even learn to make your own coffee at home. You see, it's all about perspective. Change doesn't have to be a negative thing. It can lead to unexpected adventures and exciting discoveries. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways for understanding and managing your emotions during times of change. Acknowledge those feelings. Become self-aware. Communicate openly. Practice mindfulness. And remember that you're in control. Remember, folks, life is a constant journey with its ups and downs, twists and turns. The key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Equip yourself with these tools, embrace the challenges, and watch yourself grow into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Now go out there, tap out of any emotional overload you're feeling, and make today amazing. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Use the hashtag Out of Overstimulation. Let's keep this conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.